pendulums.
Basically.
So I think I might have talked about that, about Big Fatty and his place before. This is still like the puzzle that it's this thing still puzzles me. So in his spare bedroom, he has a big clock, right?
Right.
And it ticks very loudly.
Oh, I mean, God, I hate that.
Not so loudly that I couldn't fall asleep, but I can definitely hear it. It's going. So I'm looking at this clock as I have before. There's no second hand on it. So why is it ticking so loudly? And why is it making that sound that like a second hand is ticking, but there's no second hand on the clock?
Well, because it would still need 60 seconds. That thing needs to swing 60 seconds.
Yeah, that's true. But they could make it silent if there's no need to emphasize every time a second is ticking. You don't know if first second or the last second of the minute.
Maybe he should just go digital.
Yeah, well, he probably will now that he's upgraded to a new furniture and new fan.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He has a big clock, right?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2265 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 4th of October, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I've got a list. Big Fatty, you're so prepared. Hello, spaghettis. Big Fatty, is that Mussolini, spaghetti? No. Y'all, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you spaghettis today, because y'all, if you're watching the rat, the weather rat here in Charleston is pulling out the emergency cot, because Matthew down there in the Caribbean. Big Fatty, is that a pirate? No, it's a hurricane. Oh, Matthew is moving on up. Yes, Big Fatty, and the spaghetti models. You know, that's all those computer models. They're showing where it's gonna go and everything. Y'all, it's turned a little bit more to the west, so it looks like South Kakalaki, you know, and it's, y'all, it's still too far out to really worry too much about, you know, it's something to keep in mind and everything, but it's too far out to worry about. But y'all, the spaghetti models are shifting a little bit to the west, and so that'll bring it a little bit closer to South Kakalaki. Big Fatty, that's just what we need. Another big old blowhard here in Charleston, other than Granny. Big Fatty, I meant you. Yeah, I guess it, y'all, today, the 4th of October, y'all, it's a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you probably, if you've met this person, it was probably at the Pride 48, and y'all, he's as sweet as he can be, and y'all, he used to live over there in that perfume Germany. But y'all, he's moved somewhere else in Germany. Big Fatty, is he near Miss Beaver's second cousin twice? I'm not quite sure. But anyway, y'all, and he's not only is he sweet, but he's hot. He's hot. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's none other than that Hendrick. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Hendrick. Oh, and old Squeaky Gentleman Caller loves Hendrick, too. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, so if you see Hendrick on the Twitter or the Facebase, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that he has a gentleman call. Okay, a gentleman caller that brings him a big old piece of Big Fatty. I almost said something vulgar. I'm sure a piece of cake with a big old candle on it for Hendrik to blow. I mean, Big Fatty, I am as vulgar as you.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, I'm calling your crazy voice letter line. This is Tim in the Atlanta. I'm calling you about those godforsaken cinnamon brooms. You say you don't have any in the Chuck town. Well, we got about 40,000 of those damn things in the Atlanta. So when you come over for your Thanksgiving, you can pick you up about 6 cinnamon brooms because they're godforsaken evil things. So... And I have 2 other things to tell you, but I don't remember what they are because I'm getting old and I don't remember. So hopefully this damn thing didn't cut me off. And poodle, I had cake.
Bye-bye. Oh, y'all know. Okay, Big Fatty had cake. He did have cake. Y'all, that of course is a terminally single Tim from over there in the Hatlanta. And Tim, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, and it's lovely to know that the cinnamon brooms are readily available. I'm gonna be scoping it out this week when I go to the Von's East, because you know we're officially in the season of doom and gloom, which is swept in by the cinnamon broom. Fatty, you silly. thank you so much for the call, and when you remember the other 2 things that. Forgot? Don't forget to call back. Big Fatty, you'll never remember that he forgot to call back. Well, that's probably true, too. Yes, Big Fatty?
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Dan in Albany, New York. I got your message. Thank you so much for doing that. I am pumped to get that set up. I'm going to do that right when I get home from work today. Thank you so much for that. I was also calling. I had a fun fact that Jessica on the Gen X team of Survivor lives about 15 minutes from me. So I thought that would be your nice fun fact for the day. I've been thinking about trying to come up with something that I could call you on the regular with updates on or something like that. So if you have any ideas on what you may want me to call in with, I could definitely do that. Now, unfortunately, being down all the calls from Miss Bacon, I figured that you could use a couple more phone calls. So if you think of anything, let me know. And if I think of anything, I will give you a holler. Thank you again.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Dan. Big Fatty, you finally gave him a mechanical recording. I did over the weekend. And, Dan, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your dulcet tones. And, I'd love to know Dan's story. I know you started listening to the BFO because of those game night gals. Big Fatty, I'd like to know why the hell he continues to listen. Well, that's a story in itself that I don't think anybody can tell us that. But y'all, just for shits and giggles, let's call Dan's number and see if he's gotten the voice letter machine, the mechanical, hooked up. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, this sounds like your new phone. It kind of does, doesn't it? Yes, Big Fatty, old fart. Well, hello, you've reached Dan's answering service. This is Big Friday speaking. He's not able to take your call right now. But Dan's got another call. Okay. Anyway, he'll be happy to call you back in just a minute. He's very important. Just leave your name and number. In fact, give it to me. Spell it real slow, because I'm a little slow. Thank you for calling. Big Fatty, you did really good on that. I'm very impressed. Well, thank you. And Dan was very excited to finally get Big Fatty. He waited forever to get it. He ought to be excited. But anyway, Dan... I hope that brings you a little bit of joy. And again, Big Fatty apologizes for it taking forever for me to get it. Big Fatty, I have a feeling Dan's wife is gonna put the kit and caboodle on that voice letter on his mechanic. Well, maybe it's gonna go on his cellular. Big Fatty, I can just imagine his crazy friends calling up and saying, "Oh, I want to hear Big Fatty talk to me." So, Dan, talk about that some. Big Fatty, Dan, just call anytime. You can be my Albany, New York straight boyfriend. You can call in with the Albany, with the straight boyfriend report. Big Fatty, you're just racking up those straight boyfriends, aren't you? Well, you know, somebody's got to do it. Yes, Big Fatty. Make a wish. Yeah, I guess y'all, I got home from the coal mine on Monday, and I went out to the Villa mailbox, and y'all, there was a kid. There was a cat from Dunedin, Florida. Dunna what? Big Fatty Dunedin. Oh, I guess that's how you say it. Dunedin? Dunedin. I think Dunedin, Florida. And it's lovely. It's just lovely. It says, "Discover Dunedin. Great shopping and..." What does that say? "And dining." But y'all, it's the postmark's gone over it. "Great shopping, dining, theaters, art community, Blue Jays spring training, and so much more." And she's like, "Blah, blah, blah, blah." "Down at the alternate love nest with my cousin, listening to the little show and thinking of you. Hugs, the number one, Big Fatty." Y'all, we love the number one. That number one, y'all, that of course is Bill. That's Bill in St. Louis. Big Fatty is Bill in Dunedin. It's true. And Bill, thank you so much for that for that lovely card. And y'all, Big Fatty has said it before, and I'll say it again. Yes, Big Fatty, you usually repeat everything twice at least. Y'all, it just means the world. Means the world to Big Fatty when you think of Big Fatty on your wakey, and you send a little card or make a little phone call or something. So Bill, thank you so much for that. And you've Big Fatty, quit touching yourself inappropriately. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess y'all. I thought here for the last little bit of the show that I thought I'd just natter a bit. Hey, what have you done for the first bit of the show? Well, I've nattered, I didn't mention this, but over the weekend I went for a couple of nipple walks here in Fat Acres, and you know they put the lots and all up for sale. Not all of them. Not all the builders have not put up their for sale signs yet. There's one that I think owns probably a large number of the lots that hadn't put their signs up yet. Y'all, I don't understand that. How do you sell the damn things if people don't know they're for sale? But anyway, y'all, I think that they said that there were 100 and something lots in phase three of Fat Acres. Quite a few of those have been sold. There's been some groundwork, but there hadn't been any foundations poured or houses going up on a lot of those. But there are houses going up. First of all, the condominiums. There are three buildings that are currently under construction on the condominiums, and I think there's three in each one of those, so that's nine. And y'all, they're coming along quite nicely. And y'all, then, of the lots that actually have work being done on them, either the foundation is being poured or there's actually houses going up. Y'all, there are 14. There are 14 where there's actual work. And y'all, I would say there's probably, of the 14, there's probably half of those have actual structures going up. And the rest are just kind of foundations in progress. You know, they're just starting. So, but y'all, it's kind of exciting. It's kind of exciting to see it all, and yes, Big Fatty, and there's some cute little Mexicans around here. Well, there are some delicious things working on these houses too. Is all I got to say. Yes, Big Fatty, maybe you can get on the wouldn't be the grin doctor because I'm not looking for a dental hygienist. I'd say how about roofer doctor, you're silly. Y'all, there's just a little bit of loveliness going on with all that. Y'all, it was a interesting day in the coal mine. Y'all, it's a busy week in the coal mine this week. Since October the 1st fell on Saturday, y'all, we had to put off the ceremonial lighting of the skull on a book. Y'all, it is a ceremony that takes place on the first work day every year in the coal mine. And y'all, we play the skull update music, and the skull on a book is removed from the shelf and placed in the window of Larry Clyde's office, and it is then plugged in, and y'all, it is illuminated. It is illuminated 24 hours a day until the end of the month, and y'all, then we play the skull update music again, and then it is retired. It is retired back to the bookshelf in Larry Clyde's closet. And y'all, we always stand and put our hands across our hearts when we hear that skull update music. Like I say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I guess I'll be monitoring the hurricane, the spaghetti models all week long. Y'all, if anything requires Big Fatty to evacuate, Big Fatty, most everything you eat requires you to evacuate. Oh, well, I meant like the Charleston area. Y'all, I'll let you know, but anyway, we're just going to play it by ear for right now. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Hat Show, the Took and Beanie, and Dr. Stone. When you visit Big Fatty, what's one thing that you always remember?
He has a big clock, right?
Big Fatty, he's vulgar. No, he said clock with an L. Oh,
you can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.